Yesterday, the president said we would be back by Easter. I don't think so. But we are planning as to what we will do for Holy Week. As you know, we normally have services on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and, of course, on Sunday. And not to be a church on Easter Sunday will be a terrible blow to us, but we will dig deep by the strength and power of the Holy Spirit, and we will come up with some ideas for sure. I certainly want to reach out to the children because our annual Play Dead and Resurrection skit that we do on Easter Sunday morning with Bruce Easterling and the trumpet, we will do that somehow, some way, even if it's online. So get prepared. Children, start practicing for that resurrection rise from the grave on Easter Sunday morning. Now, this morning I thought I would look again at the magnificent 8th chapter of Romans. I believe it is the best chapter, the most accessible chapter in all of Scripture. It is Paul ministering to the people of God and bringing all of his armory to bear on one thought, and that thought is the sovereignty and control of God in creation, in the new creation, in the redemptive purposes of God in Jesus Christ. And what I want to draw our attention to is Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. It's one of those texts that carries such a great deal of freight. It carries the entire universe within its scope. It's telling us that nothing happens without God willing it to happen, and without him willing it to happen for good purposes, for good ends. Now, that creates a lot of philosophical and theological problems. How can God employ evil to bring about good? Well, the cross is one example of that. The cross was an evil act on the part of human beings, on the part of Satan, who had a part to play in it. It was you by wicked hands who took him and slew him, Peter said on the day of Pentecost. But it was all by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. God works all things, not just the good things, but the evil things. The things that we wish would never happen, or the things that we wish would happen that don't happen. And all of that is contained within the sovereign governance of God. As we've said a number of times now, in a more colloquial fashion, God has got this. Out of this will emerge all manner of good. You know, one good thing that will emerge out of this is that the church will have learned to use technology for good purposes. I'm sure that in the months and years ahead, we will be using technology like this for all kinds of teaching purposes. Well, that's my thought for today. Romans 8, 28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. The Lord bless you today.
We hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, and you want to make sure you get all of our content, not just videos, but podcasts and ministry updates, make sure you download our app. If you think you might have missed a video, click on our YouTube channel. A link should be down below. There you can see all of our videos. And if you want to make sure you don't miss anything in the future, hit subscribe. If you want to be one of the first ones to know when we release a video, hit that little bell icon. And if this video has blessed you and you can think of someone else that it might help, use that share icon and send it to them. All, of course, for the edification of God's people and the glory of His name. Until next time, God bless.